Freddie, now that Bojo has said that Lash is open from 4th of July, just picture this. It's Monday the 6th. I walk into the Ned. I'm fully suited and booted. I look around. You can just tell everyone is buzzing to be back doing business. I step into the middle of the Ned and I just start singing, more Lash, more Lash, more Lash, more Lash. More Lash, more Lash. More Lash, more Lash, more Lash, more Lash. More Lash. More Lash. All of a sudden, the HSBC business development team realise it's Archie Cushion, Lash Banter 10, Clapham's biggest fitness and business influencer, and they all get up, take their ties off, put it around their head, and they start singing, more Lash, more Lash, more Lash, more Lash. More Lash, more Lash. More Lash, more Lash, more Lash, more Lash. More Lash, more Lash. All of a sudden, the whole of the Ned get on their feet, including the CEO of Shell. And I've met him. He's pretty stiff. He takes off his tie, undoes his two top buttons, and everyone gets together, and everyone starts singing, more Lash, more Lash, more Lash, more Lash. More Lash, more Lash. More Lash, more Lash, more Lash, more Lash. More Lash, more Lash. Unbelievable. I actually walk over to the CEO of Shell. I give him a handshake. He absolutely loves my chat, and I probably do a deal on the first day and Ned's open.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 5 of the Rig Biz podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Freddie Claude, and as always, I am joined by the magician, the loosest man on a night out in SW London, Mr. Archie Curzons.
All aboard the last train.
You okay?
Last stop. Clap and Gommon.
Right, okay.
Just a bit of train banter to kickstart the old podcast.
But you're looking, you know, you're looking quite worse for wear, sir.
No, I'm not going to lie. I'm feeling rough, mate.
Really?
Big one. I had a Max Evans of a Saturday. It was loose.
Wow. Yeah. Jesus. That's a big one.
Yeah. I went big, mate. I went big.
What happened? Can you take the listeners through sort of bit by bit what
Saturday
unfolded
morning,
on Saturday?
Woke up and I was in a bloody good mood, mate. Did a little rig sesh with the new head coach of Clapham Falcons, Tom May. Burning roughly about 753-54 calories. Resting heart rate was feeling good. After the rig sesh, I hit the kitchen, had my broccoli, egg whites and boiled chicken filled up, and then just started hitting the bolly, mate. Early doors.
What kind of time is that?
Roughly around 10:30, marched onto the common, had about 3 or 4 bottles of bolly with me, and I was just celebrating like Lewis Hamilton winning the Grand Prix.
Wow.
I was spraying it around everywhere, and then I sort of quickly moved on to Whispering Angel, and to be honest, mate, I went too big too early. But that's what rugby boys do. We go hard.
Well,
mate.
It's funny you say that because I got a message about 12:15 in the afternoon. That is,
from
a friend of mine who said it may not be you, but he said I swear I've seen your friend Archie in the common by himself,
yeah,
spraying champagne, but he looks really sort of worse for wear.
Oh, mate, yeah, that was probably me. I went big. I completely misread. The old Lashingtons.
Right, okay.
I thought everyone would be out in the common celebrating with me, but I think people decided to start, you know, around 12 p.m.
when the pubs opened.
But by that time, I was gone. And I had to actually go and find shelter under a tree and have a little kip.
Wow.
Yeah, I completely passed out.
To sleep and rest your...
Yeah, woke up.
Chunda or not?
No, I didn't chunda.
Okay.
Unfortunately, would have been good to do a TC, tactical chunda, but I didn't. I held it in. Like the athlete I am. I was woken up quite rudely by a homeless guy.
God.
Who I think thought I was part of his brigade. I quickly got to my feet. I showed him my Ned membership and I was on my way. Then hit the Old Town, the Sun, the Rosen Crown, the Prince, you know, the Triangle of Terror.
The Old Town Triangle of Terror. Nicely put.
Yeah, and just chopped a few pints with the boys, and actually I actually met someone.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, a little
cheeker.
A little cheeky, yeah.
Oh,
a lovely gal. Got my second win in the Triangle of Terror and started chirpsing some quite hot girl.
Wow, go on, tell us about her.
I'm gonna keep this one quite secret.
Did she recognise you?
She didn't at first.
Okay.
She didn't at first, but then I showed her my Instagram.
Okay.
And I showed her all the videos I've done from the word go, which actually took quite a lot of time. And by that time, the pubs were closed. I got a number. and we're going on a date this Saturday.
Cheeky little kiss before the end of the night, or
there could have been a kiss. There could have been a kiss, but look, the magician keeps everything under his hat. But yeah, I kissed her, mate.
So are you planning on going on a date, what, this Friday? Where are you going?
No, this Saturday.
This Saturday.
So we're going to Saturday morning, little cheeky Megan's brunch. And
nice.
I'll probably be back on the bolly, but not as hard as I did on Saturday. And then we'll just see where the day takes us. She could be the one.
Do you think she could be?
Yeah. That's why I'm keeping my cards pretty close to my chest, Freddie, because I think she could be the one.
Well, I don't want to set up a bad precedent.
She's actually already been married.
Wow.
Yeah. She's 42.
Jesus.
Yeah. She's got two kids, but she's got a lovely house in Fulham.
Wow.
And yeah, by all accounts, she's got everything I'm kind of looking for.
Well, maybe you need a slightly older lady.
Well, she's looking to, she said to me, she's looking to sell.
Okay.
And that would suit me.
Yeah.
And if we have to get a 6-bed instead of a 4-bed, that's fine. One of her kids is off to uni pretty soon. So I guess he won't really be around. And her daughter, she's 13.
Okay.
And you know, actually, I get on pretty well with children.
Does the son play ruggers or not?
Well, let's hope so. If he doesn't, then his new stepdad certainly be getting him into it.
Well, I don't want to set a bad precedent for this because this actually sounds really beautiful. It's the first time I've seen you emotional. But I would like to state that we keep on getting sent in emails from the listeners. Detailing their awful dating stories, you know, things, mishaps which have gone wrong when they've been dating girls.
Yeah, yeah.
And so maybe I thought you'd want to hear one more just to kind of say, like, this isn't going to happen to me, but, like, this is what's out
there.
Yeah,
go for it, Freddie. But as I just said, I think I found the one. And, you know, if the date goes well Saturday, then I don't think I'll need much more advice because I'll be looking to move pretty quickly and I'll be looking for her to come in with me on a property.
Booking venues, booking the wedding, booking stag.
I'm still going ahead with the stag.
Yeah.
I have decided it will be Clapham. Okay. I mean, there's no. It is the Vegas of the UK.
Yeah.
So why would I go to Vegas when I've got Vegas on my doorstep?
It's a very, very good point. Well, Arch, let me play you this. I think you're going to be quite shocked.
Okay. Give me the big bands.
This is from Ryan Harding. He says, "Hi, Arch and Fred. I saw your call out on Instagram."
What's the name? Ryan?
Harding.
Harding, what would I probably call him? Hardo.
Well, he said, "I saw your call."
Miss Boss, Hardo.
"I saw your call on Instagram for a cheating story, and I have one for you. This is going back a few years now. I'm going out with a young lady. Let's call her Bella. She's a netballer, so I should have known she was trouble."
Yeah.
"Anyway, we've been together for a year or so after knowing each other for a good few years before that. Everything is going well and is fine as far as I know. I'll tell you boys now, she was and still is blessed with a great, great chassis."
Whew,
"She knows it, I know it."
Yeah.
"As the chassis is superb, she didn't mind sending..."
Mate, I just quit it. I love a great chassis.
Well, as you say,
on a girl.
Yeah. You don't
make... And actually, I appreciate it on a guy.
Right, okay.
That's why I enjoyed doing, you know, hanging out with the chassis monsters. We're all in just superb nick.
"Well," he says, "as the chassis was superb, she didn't mind sending the old pic of it to me to remind me of what I'd managed to bag. Loved it."
Yeah. Karen.
"I'm in lead."
Sometimes when I feel quite lonely, I just go on Snapchat and send, like, girls just little photos of my chassis.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
A bit old for that now, Arch.
Am I?
Well. He says...
"Not the girls I meet at Feathers.
I've got lead in her bed on a Sunday morning. And she's just got into the shower. When I used to get in the shower, she would go on my phone and take a pic of herself on Snapchat or something. Just a selfie or something relatively funny. So I thought I'd return the favour. I opened up her phone and went onto Snapchat, and she had a few notifications."
No way.
"One of which from her former love interest. Intrusive of me, I know, but I couldn't resist and clicked into it. And it just says, 'Hey, how are you?' Something along those lines. I thought, that's random. But scrolled up and boom, there it is. Those chassis pics I thought were for my own eyes only were being sent to him too."
Oh, no.
"What I found perhaps the most cheeky about this whole story was 3 or 4 of the pics were of her wearing underwear or nothing at all. The underwear I had bought her." Anyway.
Did he send any photos in?
Sadly not, mate.
Okay.
Anyway, I was obviously not...
That is what happens when you have a great chassis. You just can't help but take photos of yourself.
You can't help but share it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
I have that problem. I literally come out the shower, I look in the mirror, I'm like, bam!
Firing off everything.
Bam! Yeah. It's so hard not to, especially the light in the morning. It's brilliant in my hallway, and I've got a mirror. It's just, It's so good. It's so good for the gram.
He says, anyway, I was obviously not best pleased with it, so I left Snapchat open on one of the pics she sent and went downstairs to leave the house. As I went to leave, she got out of the shower and called down the stairs. Where are you going? I just replied, check your phone. And that was that. A week or so later, I got back with her. We figured it out, and she said she wouldn't do it again. I don't know whether she ever did, but we are not together anymore. Managed to become good friends again now, but thought you might be interested in this. Safe to say...
Okay. I mean, good. Fair enough, good story, but this guy sounds a bit wet.
Mm.
He's friends with her after she did that. No, thank you. Mate, this guy... Can I just tell you something? The guy sounds like he plays hockey.
He does. Well, he did say her boyfriend now is a very low basic, but that's no real reassurance, is it?
Yeah, well, he's probably got a low basic as well. He wouldn't survive in the business world, Fred. If someone does me wrong, I wouldn't be going back there for business.
Well, he said he loves the pod, so there we go.
Okay.
That was Ryan. He plays for...
Well, hopefully he listened to the pod and he can rectify these problems.
So, Archie, you're arguably, well, possibly and probably, I don't know if he's ever doing it, but the most famous semi-professional rugby player to live in Clapham.
Freddie, I am the most famous rugby player to live in Clapham and also the most well-known businessman slash fitness influencer in the area.
I'm not sure about that, mate.
Put it this way. When I was out on the end of lockdown lash last Saturday in the mixer in the Triangle Terror, chopping back the pints with the boys...
Mm-hmm.
People coming up to me and just saying, like, your chat is so good, mate, your banter is unreal, like, your calves are looking on point. That was just one bloke.
Wow.
But he was right, my calves are looking damn good. But okay, I was absolutely smashed at about 4 p.m. feeling it. Obviously I this is like the second lash for me in that day. I peered onto the common and guess what I saw?
Some really hot girls.
I saw two guys fencing.
Fencing?
Yeah.
On the common.
So I marched over there with pint in hand. I stopped them and said, hey guys, excuse me, do you know who I am? And they were like, no. I said, well, exactly. I'm the CEO, Clapham. I said, what the fuck are you doing? And they said, oh, we're fencing. I said, right, well, you obviously haven't read the rules. There are three sports banned on this common. There is hockey, badminton, and fucking fencing. I said, guys, take your mask off, take your kit off. You either take your top off and go down to the pub and get a pint, or you can go down to Putney and have a good one there.
Putney.
And I came back and I had a standing ovation. Everyone just clapping me.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they leave or not?
They left, but I didn't actually realise it wasn't that I told them to go. I'd actually drunk wet as piss.
Oh my God.
They were all like, that. Everyone was in on it, and everyone was just like, it was so good. But that is the kind of banter. That's how famous I am.
Well, if we can just get back a message slightly, Arch. The reason I brought it up...
But Fred, they were fencing. Come on, buddy.
No, I get it. Yeah. But come on. I mean,
that's just not good chat. That's not going to cut it in Clapham.
No, I know, but it's just two guys, you know, just letting loose.
Okay,
you know?
if you want to play a sport with your mate, just, like, toss the pill about.
Yeah, well, not everyone's like you, Archie. But someone who is slightly like you... is Mr. Chris Robshaw, Captain Fantastic.
Robbo.
Captain England more times than anyone in the professional era, and he's on the podcast today.
Am I excited? Yes, I'm bloody excited. He is another guy who I could potentially get on my stag as well. Another big name.
Yeah.
Imagine that list now building up. Inferno is going to go absolutely nuts for it.
From captain to captain, I mean, are you looking to learn something from him from the interview?
I don't know how much I can learn from him. I've been captaining far longer than he has, I'm being honest. But it'll be interesting to chat to him. I'm just looking forward to having some seriously good pitter-patter with him.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all you really can do. He's off to America, and we're looking forward to discussing that. So without further ado, should we call
him? Let's get him on. I can't wait.
Robbo, we'll just jump straight into it. Thank you so much for giving us your time, by the way.
No, pleasure. You both okay?
Good,
yeah,
thank
we're
you, sir.
Really good. The weather's good. Clapham Common's full, so we're. I'm actually heading off after this to Clapham Common just to do some spiral kicking practice, just in a pair of rugby shorts.
Very nice.
Got a All Blacks wife beater that a mate gave me, which I'll take up just in case I catch too much of the sun. But it's very important when you're on Clapham Common to keep the guns out, as I'm sure you'll know.
Exactly. I think some of our guys are going down there today as well, so maybe you have a little bit of kick.
Yeah. Who's going down? I know quite a few of the boys now. They've all, you know, a few of them have been on. Is Jack Mann going?
Jack Mann, he likes a bit of clapping, doesn't he? That's his niche. Yeah.
Oh, Cliffy, he does. Is he?
Jack Mann.
Let him know I'll be on the common this afternoon.
Okay, I will do.
Robbo, thanks so much for joining us. Firstly, congratulations on your move to San Diego Legion. Can you tell us, firstly, what brought about this move? I mean, after playing and captaining for Harlequins for the last 15 years, did you not have any domestic or European opportunities you were looking at, or were you just happy to get out and go to the USA?
Yeah, look, honestly, for me, it was going to a place which was English-speaking. I've spoken to a number of the guys who have played in France, and they say, yes, there's some great opportunities over there, but if you struggle with a language, sometimes you don't fully enjoy it as much because you can't just be having these little conversations and stuff like that. So that sure. kind of played a part of it. But also it was going to somewhere with a shorter season. I mean, over there, including pre-season, is probably 6 months. Whereas you look at the English game or the French game at the moment, and including pre-season, you're probably going for 10 and a half, 11 months or so.
Because it's funny, we had Freddie Burns on the pod last week. He's obviously off to Japan next season, and he's still, you know, relatively young. What do you think it is that sort of leading English players to move to your Japans, your Americas, and the Southern Hemisphere?
Yeah, I think a big one for me is I was kind of born and raised in London. I've never known anything else. So for me and my wife, it was having a life experience, as nice as Wandsworth and Clapham is. Exactly, you don't get better. But I mean, Southern California is supposed to be a pretty nice place to live. So I hear they kind of training in the morning, they do a bit of rehab, and then they go to the beach and they'll surf.
Wow.
I can't surf at all. A little bit scared of sharks when I've been doing my research. So it's most shark attacks in San Diego, which is worrying.
Wow.
But they say if the shark's bigger than your board, get out. If not, it's fine.
Wow.
Strange motto. But in all seriousness, I think guys who aren't playing internationally, because of course if you want to play for England, you've got to play in the Premiership and you've got to be there, and that's fair enough.
That's why I've stayed in London all my career, just in case. Exactly. I get a call up.
The Clapham Falcons have got to stay strong, you've got to stay loyal to them.
Yeah. Well, you never know, you know, British Lions this year, Robbo, I'm hoping, you know, I could get the wild cards, you know, call up.
Well, exactly, there's always a bolter.
Yeah, exactly,
from all different leagues, you don't have to play in certain leagues to be called up. It could be you.
Exactly. I'm hoping so. Just because, you know, I've heard Farrell's chat's not the best. So they thought, they, you know, bring me in for team morale. I can, you know, I've got a decent lid as well. And also I know my way around Clapham, which is always important when you play rugby.
Exactly. Do you reckon you'll give them good social there? Good send-off?
Yeah, I'd be leading the lash. I'd probably call my mate in Hask, aka the Fridge, just because we've become very close friends over the past couple of months, and I'd bring him in as social secretary as well, like a non-playing social secretary. I'd obviously be playing social secretary, so he could keep the boys entertained when I had to prepare for games.
Yeah, very sensible. Let him do the heavy work.
Yeah, exactly.
Robbo, you know, you just touched on the fact that you've lived in Wandsworth Town for the last 16 odd years. So how's it going to be moving to California? And what's the thing you're going to miss most about Clapham, Wandsworth, the Northcote Road, the nights out?
I've lived there a long time now. It's always been good fun. Like you said, Clapham tends to be a good night out, especially for the rugby lads in that kind of younger bracket as well.
You don't get better.
I know you guys like a bit of Northcote Road as well. Very good donut shop on Northcote Road, which is always nice.
I have to go that when I'm bulking up. I'm in a shred zone at the moment, but when I'm back playing and I need a bit of bulk, I might DM you for that donut shop. But at the moment, it's just chicken, broccoli, and egg whites.
Exactly,
and black coffee.
Get back on it. Get it all out of the system.
Yeah. Just in shred zone at the moment. Yeah.
What am I going to miss? Like you said, being around the guys, it's all I've ever known. Starting something new, there's a bit of nerves there as well. But nerves aren't always a bad thing. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Robbo, can I ask you a quick question? Obviously, you know, we follow each other on Instagram. You know, I bring the banter. That's why they call me the chief chat officer. And obviously, you know, people know how good I'm at rugby. You've been a captain for country and club. If there's anyone that is sort of you've played with in all your years, who is the sort of the biggest character you think you've come across and had to manage?
I wouldn't say in terms of manage, but I think someone like James Haskell. Or would you call him the fridge now?
The fridge, yeah. Well, we've got a few.
Why is that?
We've got a. Well, he. Well, initially, I called him the fridge because he's a bit of a unit, and I was going to be called the blender because I can make things happen. But he suggested that my name should be the mincer because I sort of mix it up. I was telling Hask that I'm approaching Dave about a potential TV show with me and Hask. It's called Meat Feast, and it follows me as a semi-pro rugby player and him as a professional ultimate fighter. But every time we're together, we're just barbecuing because he's always barbecuing. So I thought that if we can ingrain that, then, you know, we can make a lot of money from sponsorship.
Where is that? There's a lot of barbecuing and there's a lot of free barbecues being given around, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I need to get on that. I mean, I'm...
Have you got one of them? Have you got the old endorsement? The subtle barbecue in the background?
Robert, I'm the biggest influencer in Clapham. Fitness and business influencer. And no barbecue companies approach me. I'm actually quite disappointed because I love my meat and that's pretty much all I eat. So I'm hoping...
It's a missed opportunity, isn't it?
Yeah, well, if you've got any contacts, then, you know, let me know. I should actually tap up the fridge for that. But we can definitely get you on the Meat Feast if you want. We can sort of bring you on for an episode. Mike Tindall was keen to come on as well. We could probably take the Meat Feast to California. We could have a California night out.
Little road trip, couple of tequilas.
Yeah.
Be fun.
Sounds good. This could be absolutely brilliant. Actually, I don't want to feel like I'm cheating on my best mate at Harlequins, which is Kersey, so he'd probably have to come in some capacity as well.
Yeah, he can come. He's a good lad.
Robbo, quickly talking about nights out again. Your wife is signed to Gary Barlow's record label. Have you had some good night outs with the Take That boys?
You know what? Our best thing about Take That is pre-World Cup. We actually had a send-off for the O2 with them, and we were actually all at the O2, 20,000 people there, and we were all on stage singing We Take That. You know, the big Never song, we were all
on
stage.
Yeah, yeah, I've done that in Infernos a few times.
Yeah, well, exactly. That karaoke room, it felt very similar. Kersey on the mic,
jeez,
dropping some shapes, some moves. Joe Marler just there, kind of looking cool in the corner, a bit mysterious.
Yeah, yeah. What is Marler's chat? I mean, do you think me and Marler would get on well, Robert? Because Kersey was a bit ominous that we would, but... I think, actually, yeah, there's a real friendship to be had there.
Have you got him on yet?
He just won't answer my calls. I don't what.
Yeah, I don't know if he would take too well to you. You never know.
Who else from the Harlequins boys? We've obviously had Kersey, Jackman. We've also had Spaghetti Lid wanted to come on. The old winger, Charlie Walker.
Charlie Walker.
Yeah, yeah. Spaghetti Lid. He was quite keen to come on, but then we realised he played in Italy, and that's lower than Clapham Falcons League. Let's be facing it. So I decided that was it. He also claims he's king of Infernos, but I'm not too sure about that.
Yeah, him and Jackman claim.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Jackman claimed that one day Margot Robbie was there, and she said he had a nice jacket on.
You see, he told us a similar story, but this is the thing, I once thought I pulled Margot Robbie, but it was just a hairdresser from Essex, and I was smashed, and her accent wasn't what I thought it was in the morning. So Jackman probably had a similar experience.
Yeah, she was probably Harley Quinn there as well. Full face makeup and everything.
Oh, the sound of the Venice water. Drifting and romantically as you have your pasta fettuccine and fresh seafood. But wait a second, you got no money. You're broke, you've been followed for months, but you want to take girlfriend on an expensive trip to Venice. Don't worry, my name is Balhashnikitosne, but you can call me David. And I organize secret tour to Venice. The greatest thing is not in Venice. My small hometown of Gelasemandir, just outside the Romanian village of Gursina, has been transformed into the waterways. Used to be a sewage implant, now it is the Venice Island. We do gondolier rides, pasta fettuccine, and even authentic Italian accents. At a fraction of the price. So we blindfold your girlfriend, put her on a plane, and she not know where she go. Oh, Venice is nice this time of year. Very, very nice. To book, please go www.thisisnotvenice, but it might as well be .com.
Grazie. Robert, in many ways, you were the most unlucky England captain of all time, leading England 4 years in a row to second place in the Six Nations. What do you think was missing just to take you that step further, that tiny little inch further over those years?
Me, probably.
I think so, yeah. Maybe we needed a bit of that magic. In all seriousness, a bit of luck sometimes. The bounce of the ball, little things like this, because bar one, I think three out of those four, it all went down to points difference.
Yeah.
And in terms of you score a couple more tries, you get away with kind of this. I remember that Super Saturday.
2015.
Or even when we went down to Cardiff looking for the Grand Slam game. We had a poor week, poor game against Italy the week before where we didn't quite score enough. Left ourselves a massive task to go down to Cardiff, and it was a tough challenge to go there. So look, I think luck can play a little bit of it.
Do you think Stuart Lancaster got a sort of overly tough analysis of his time as manager?
Yeah, Stuart's a great manager, and I think you see the work he's done with Leinster.
Yeah.
And kind of the work he did do with England as well, and the progression, not just him, all the coaches. But unfortunately, sport's tough. When results don't go your way, it falls on people, myself included. It was a very tough period for myself and all involved at the backlash of the World Cup. And for me personally, it was one of the highest highs I've had in leading England out to a home World Cup in that first game against Fiji. To, of course, some of the darkest times I've ever faced in a game, in defeats to Wales, defeats to Australia, especially with the decision which I made, which didn't go to plan. And that is professional sport, and especially international sport at a very top level. But Stuart's a tremendous manager and coach.
Robbo, I mean, look, I as a semi-pro rugby player, I massively, you know, admire you. I mean, that's what you just said is really why I decided to go semi-pro instead of pro, just because, I think... you know, there's too much banter to be had out there. And if I was pro, you know, maybe I couldn't have all the banter I wanted. And also, I don't feel the pressure out there. I'm captain and social secretary of Clapham Falcons, which is a huge task. And, you know, a lot of people know me in Clapham. There's a lot of pressure come with that. But I guess not being a professional team, there's a bit more of a relaxed nature about it. One thing I was just wanted to know is that since you've given up international duty and you're sort of, you're moving to America, do you feel like there's a new lease of life, a bit more banter to be had from the Robshaw?
Not as much as you or the Hasker, unfortunately.
Your name could be, your new name could be the Chatshaw, Chris Chatshaw.
I'll leave that to you guys.
That could be the new hashtag of the show. We might put it in there. Chris Chatshaw.
You're mad. I think definitely in terms of relaxing, in terms of, like you said, when you're here, when you're in the Premiership, when you're playing internationally, yeah, there's a lot going on. It's a crushing environment. It's every game's next most important, so you're working as hard and you don't really switch off. Yes, you have a couple of good socials and nights out from time to time. But in all seriousness, hopefully going to California and stuff, you enjoy the offside of the game and off-pitch kind of environments as much. And kind of really make the most of that, because when you're here, like you said, it's a bit of a pressure cooker, as we both understand.
There's
new opportunities for that.
Well, mine's more in the city where I feel the pressure cooker. I've made some bad decisions on some deals, which still haunt me to this day. So I guess rugby is a bit of a release for me, but the business world, you know, I can feel your pain. I've had some dark days and some pretty big highs. You know, the toughest day probably is when I had to call my dad and ask him to call the boss, who's actually a family friend, and say, look, give me another chance. And luckily he did. It was absolutely fine. Are you looking forward to bumping into like old faces? Like, obviously, Ben Foden is, you know, one of the most well-known singers in the UK. Are you looking forward to seeing him out there in America?
Yeah, I am. Looking forward to heading over, seeing him, crossing paths when we play him. Bastro's over there, Mon, who's there. I don't think I'll be singing with him. He's quite a talented singer. I know Casey likes a bit to sing.
Yeah.
But for me, I definitely leave that to the wife to do. I'm a bit tone deaf.
It's quite interesting because obviously, you're a celebrity couple. And we were talking to Haskell, because I would say Haskell and Chloe are my second favourite celebrity couple. First is obviously Tom Evans and Nicole Scherzinger. I think you can all appreciate that because of the Instagram. Yeah. And then actually Dozza was on at the beginning of this season. And so him and Zoe are probably third favourite. So, you know, Robbo, I'd probably put you fourth favourite celebrity couple. Closely behind Andy Farrell and Owen Farrell.
Am I above or below them?
You're above.
Well, it seems like I'm in good company there.
You are. Because
five strong couples, so yeah, I'm happy with that.
Which of the Harlequins boys live in Clapham, though? Because I was trying to figure it out, because there are a few, aren't there? I mean, you live in Wandsworth Town, which is just outside my remit, but I do love to frequent it. Lovely, lovely place. Great real estate there.
The ship.
You love the ship.
The ship, yeah. The ship, very close. We don't go too often, but every now and then it's nice there. Nice to pop down. Good McDonald's as well.
Really good.
Who lives in Clapham? I don't think anyone lives in Clapham.
Oh, that's disappointing.
I think I'm kind of, there's another guy in Wandsworth, quite a few lads in Putney, and then kind of up and down the A3, really. I think I'm probably the furthest in terms of Wandsworth.
I don't really like Putney. I've got a bit of a problem with Putney. There seems to be an abundance of hockey players there. I'm
too much competition.
Yeah, no, just their chat. I just don't like these guys who are skinny stack coming out thinking they're hard. They can stay in Putney, but Clapham's just for guys who play rugby and wear flip flops.
You must have played a bit of hockey, though.
Robbo, I think I played hockey when I was about four, but then they realised, you know, from that age that I was born to play rugby. One of my first memories at school was a teacher called Mr. Worsley, a great guy. Actually got done for paedophilia, but that's another story. And he noticed that I was very good. I was in the shower one day having a shower, and he came in and he just said to me, "Boy, you've got the makings to be a rugby player." And he came and felt my arms and my legs, and he said, "You are good to go." And that was it. And then I never played hockey again. And I've actually always had a sort of a thing against them. But
surprised.
And because also I was just thinking about 2 years ago. I think I saw you in the ship, Robbo. But I was going to approach. There's a few Quins guys there, you know, having a big drink off on a Sunday. But I was on a date, and I should have actually come over because I reckon you guys would have absolutely loved it.
Yeah, but there's that mutual respect, wasn't there? We probably nodded at each other or something, didn't we?
Yeah, I think I saw you nod at me, and I sort of gave you a wink, and there was a special moment there where I thought you telepathically said to me, "I wish you'd played for England. You would have. It would have been magic."
How long do you reckon you would last fly half for England? Who are you playing? Who are you picking to play against?
Well, that's interesting. Who am I playing with, or who am I playing against?
Against what team? And how long do you reckon you could boss it for?
I think. Look, if it was a debut, there's going to be nerves there. Even the magician, even the chief chat officer gets nervous. I'd probably pick someone like Italy. And what I'd do, I'd bring you back, Robbo. I'd bring back the fridge because I just need my close friends near me. Kersey, I bring back Kersey. I'd just say to you in the fridge, especially you, Robbo, I'd grab you before the game. We'd probably have our tops off. You would be a bit, you know, you'd be a bit pumped up. I'd say, "Listen, Robbo, although Eddie Jones has asked me to be captain, I want you to lead the boys today because you've got the experience. Just allow me to go and do what I want to do and you captain the boys." And you'd embrace me. There'd be a tear in your eye and you'd say, "Just let the old chat saw look after the team, and you go do your thing, magician." And basically, I'd go out there, I'd carve it up, and within the first couple of minutes, I'd grab the ball, I'd probably drop goal it from the halfway line. The boys would win comfortably, and then I'd say, "We'd be in the changing rooms, we'd be all completely naked, just when like Mr. Worsley back in the day." I'd have a tear in my eye, and I'd be like, "I knew this was going to happen. You know, this is the best moment of my life." And then we'd all head to Inferno's, and I'd probably call Jackman and Spaghetti Head and say, "Listen, guys, I'm bringing the England boys down."
They'd be there already.
We'd get in a karaoke room and we'd have one hell of a night.
Sounds like a plan.
Robbo, you were a 2-time Premiership Player of the Year and led Quins to the Championship in 2012. What has been your overall highlight, though? I mean,
apart from this being on this podcast.
Yeah, you've got more.
Well, we can't compete with this, but yeah.
You've got more England caps as captain than anyone else in the professional era. You've been player of the season twice, championship for Harlequins, captain of your country and your club. What is your highlight?
I think captain in England. Look, I know it finished badly, unfortunately. But yeah, so proud of it to lead the guys out of Twickenham. 80,000 people cheering, singing the anthem at Twickenham, going around the world, good results. Yeah, there aren't many better feelings than that. I think from a club point of view, winning a Premiership, I've supported Quinn since I was a little kid. I've got a top as a young boy from that kind of catchment area. And then to go through the whole club, the whole academy system, captain the club, win the Premiership was just, yeah, unfortunately not got back there since. But yeah, I'd say definitely those two things.
Robert, my last question, and look, obviously, thanks so much for coming on. It's great to have one rugby legend talking to another. I think the listeners are gonna, you know, they're gonna go absolutely wild for this. But my one question, I ask this to a lot of people, is who is the loosest player you've played with in terms of like going on nights out?
Kersey enjoys it, but he's a little bit older now.
Yeah, he's calmed down.
He's a bit more. Yeah, he's a bit sensible. He's had a fair few good ones in Infernos.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't say he's the loosest.
Kersey enjoys making pizzas on Instagram now.
Yeah, exactly. Times change. He's got a couple of like barbecues there as well.
Yeah.
James Chisholm's pretty loose.
James Chisholm. Okay, is that the guy that looks like Sean Dice?
Yeah, that's him. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, as you can tell, that type of thing. He's ordered a whole Burnley kit to start training in now. But he's a good. Again, you need people like this around. You need characters around the place. So yeah, he.
Do you think I'd fit into? Do you think I'd fit into the Quinn squad?
Yeah, I reckon you'd be all right. Yeah. What do you reckon? Do you reckon you can?
They're probably a majority of the squad now follow him on Instagram, and I think that's just because I think I kind of bring everyone together. Recently, Marcus Smith started following me, and I think that's because he kind of looks up to me in a way. I think if he, you know, he's an amazing talent and obviously could play for England. But I think it'd be interesting if, you know, me and him could have a training session, because I think I could bring out the pitter patter in him, you know, the bit of the bants, a bit of the flair.
Where is that, like? You could be his mentor, maybe. We can make that happen. Maybe a kicking session together.
Yeah, I think that could be actually quite good. Oh, okay, we'll talk about that. I think that would be good. And maybe then Gussie could come down and have a look at me and then potentially offer me a short-term contract.
Well, exactly. We always need people when there's injury dispensation, injury jokers, all that kind of stuff. Someone could step up.
And now Wardy's left, I think I'd be safe.
Yeah, when you're both fighting over a bend in him, I don't think he likes that.
We all know who's Bendy's best mate. But Robbo, thank you so much for coming on, mate. You're
thank
an absolute hero.
So much,
best of luck in America. And let me know some dates so I can come out there with the fridge.
Yeah, exactly. We do a nice road trip.
Thank you, Robbo. You're
cheers,
an absolute legend, mate.
Thanks,
good luck,
mate.
And have a great
cheers,
one.
Guys.
Cheers, mate.
And you guys. Cheers.
Thanks a lot, Chris. Well, what a bloody lovely guy.
I mean, please, Chris Chatshaw. That was a superb chunk of chat. From the old Rob Shaw.
Fantastic. I mean, Captain Fantastic. I'm not talking about you, Archie. He's a seriously good
man. He's a good boy. He's a good boy. And it does confirm to me that I should have been playing for Harlequins. Those boys just love my chat.
They do. And I don't know why. Because, well, I mean, some obviously do. But, I mean, Jesus Christ.
Look, like really I said, I'm not going to cheat on Kersey. Kersey's still my number one. But Chatshaw really did bring his A game.
And has his move to America inspired you to sort of pursue
something? It definitely makes you think. If I've still got a bit of a fuel in the tank after my 4+1 at the Clapham Falcons, I'm probably going to move to America. Because there's some bloody good business to be had over there. I'll probably play for somewhere like New York.
Okay.
Because I don't want to be, you know, far from the city.
But New York doesn't have...
Actually, I wonder if they have a Ned in New York.
I'm not sure.
Can you write that down? Because I'm going to Google that afterwards.
Yeah, of course I will. New York's not great for your whole sort of new image about meat intake and like barbecue and stuff like that, though.
Well, it was interesting. We were chatting to old Chatshaw about the barbecue because I'm looking for a new sponsor. And in the background, you don't know this about me, but I've been laying down some beats for an album that's going to come out at Christmas.
An album?
Yeah, it's an album dedicated to the rugby community. Got some great tunes on there.
You're singing?
Yeah. Well, right, you know, some tunes just like, you know, Clapham, my only Clapham, you make me happy, West guys are great.
Jesus.
That's just one of the classics. Swing Low will be on there. I know people might get offended, but it's a rugby tune.
You've already recorded it, have you?
Yeah, I've already recorded it, and I've got well, quite a famous person rapping on it.
Well, mate, maybe you should get Rob Shaw's wife to come do a duet with you. I mean, she's a Brit nominated
potentially,
soprano.
But one of the tunes I've been laying down is a barbecue tune.
A barbecue tune?
Yeah. And it's right, in aid of trying to get a barbecue sponsor. You know, we're talking about Troy Grill.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this is a song I've been laying down. This is on a fob. Can you put it in?
Well, I'll try. I'm not sure my computer has that capability, but
and
I'll give it a go.
Just play this beat. It is sick.
Okay.
Never made it in the oven. I couldn't cook it on the auger gas still. Need my protein, all I feel ill. Wait a sec, I've got a barbecue tray grill. This is how I cook mine. This is how I cook my meat fucking every day. This is how I cook my meat every fucking way.
Archie, even for you, that was absolutely ridiculous.
That
mate.
Is a tune. You that could be number one.
I recognise the music. Have you not stolen that from
yeah,
me?
Yeah, yeah. It's a Nickelback cover. But
oh,
they're
right,
my
okay.
favourite band.
All right, good.
And I've just changed. I don't know if you noticed, I changed some of the lyrics.
Yeah, no, I noticed
that.
To fit
my new sponsor.
Did you clear the legalities of using the music or not?
I haven't yet,
right, okay.
But I'm pretty sure as a fan, they'll appreciate that.
Okay. Well, I mean, that was something, you know, there are things you do in life which I'll never forget, and that is definitely one of them.
I think people will be singing that from the rafters.
Do you think we're going to get a sponsor from it or not?
100%.
Okay. So we'll push that at Trygills on the old Instagram and see if they're interested.
Yes. I'm hoping for at least two barbecues because I'd love to give my dad one for Christmas.
Jesus. Okay. Well, hopefully he's a happy respondent of that.
Hopefully. He's still in France.
Wow,
yeah, with the family, they're having a really good time. He said,
"Are you going to go out there or not?"
No. I've got too much business here to take care of.
Okay, well that makes sense.
Plus, they haven't got. He said they haven't got enough room.
Talking about business, successful week in the city or not?
Yeah, well, I've been at the Ned this week, and it's been epic. Just going in there for the first time was beautiful. I actually got quite emotional. I had a little luncheon with a quite senior stakeholder from Barclays Homes.
Wow, okay.
And it was pretty successful. The Ned doesn't have all its pizzazz back yet, but I'm looking forward to getting on that rooftop.
Social distancing kind of ruins the atmosphere, a bit of chemistry between...
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of my clients are a bit nervous about getting on the tube and coming in. But for me, you know... I love getting on that Northern Line.
So you're back on there, mask in the morning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Still listening to the line speeches on the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The that, and
yeah, 100%. That gets me in the mood for business meeting. That's how I get business meetings done.
Apparently, now, I don't know if this is true, but you showing a friend that you have re-recorded Ian McGeachan's speech, but you were doing it because you could do it in a more inspirational tone.
Yes.
Right, okay. So you listen to yourself.
So basically what I've done, Freddie, is I'm a big fan of Living in Lions. Anyone knows me, you know, that's my go-to movie on Sundays when I'm hungover. And I've just recorded myself repeating Ian McGeachan's word for word in all the speeches. And then what I do is I listen back to it myself saying it. With like some music underneath it. It's glorious.
You're a very special character. Now, talking about exciting things coming up this week, are you getting back on The Lash this weekend or not? I mean, obviously you got your date on Saturday, but I mean Friday, is there anything happening?
The Lash for me has stopped, unfortunately. I'm back in the shred zone. As everyone knows, come the 15th, it's pre-C for the Clapham Falcons. We've had quite a lot of people sign up, but Maisie has got me really, you know, looking after the rig. So I'm back on a 700 calorie a day diet, back in the shred zone, and yeah, I'm focused now, getting ready for pre-C.
Looking forward to pre-C. We must say that pre-C is happening starting next Wednesday at 7 p.m. You can join by the link in our bio. And, you know, it's a pretty big coup for us to get an ex-England international and Tom Mayer as the head coach.
Yeah.
So this is a serious announcement, you know, public announcement, guys. Sign up now because, you know, you're going to work out with Archie, work out with Maisie. And is there not something exciting?
Yeah, we're going to organise a game of touch in a couple of weeks for those people who signed up. Me, Maisie will be there and potentially another ex-pro. And, it'll be some seriously good chat.
Well, so guys, if you want to get involved in that, sign up in the link in our bio. It's going to be not only great for the chassis, but also great fun to play rugby with those kind of guys. And also, you know, for them to meet you, I'm guessing. I mean,
yeah, I think that's why they'd come down, to meet me.
Yeah, yeah. It's more about you. Well, it's always about you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like I said, I'm the most famous rugby player to grace Clapham. And yeah. So for them to be in my presence, to learn from me, will be a massive experience, a massive moment for them in their life. I guess they're going to be seeing me on Zoom working out, and we'll have quite a lot of banter there. But we're doing a lot of grafting there, a lot of work, a lot of rig work there. But then eventually we're going to be heading to, you know, the best people on those Zoom calls will join us on Clapham Common.
So Archie, that brings an end to another fantastic podcast, at least in my eyes.
Mate, what people can't see is I'm clapping to the fans.
Right,
got
thank
my hands
you no
above
more.
Me. Just you know what you do in a stadium after a game.
Yeah, you thank them for their support.
Yeah, and that is because we've just absolutely stormed this podcast.
Two captains were loving each other.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for coming.
You and Chatfield.
That's me doing a lap of the pitch, just clapping like that. Cheers, guys.
Are you clapping them?
I'm taking off my gloves now, my rugby gloves. I'm throwing them into the crowd.
You clapping them or yourself?
I'm clapping myself, clapping them. It's just been a stellar performance again from the CEO of Clapham, a.k.a. the Chief Chat Officer.
Well, Arch, just before we go...
Fred, you know I've been doing these personalised messages, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Just another bit of a coin
in
the bank. Mate, very good.
Lots of interest?
Yeah, a lot of people really enjoy my pitter-patter.
Well, no surprise there.
A lot of guys say to me, it's my mate Benzie's birthday. Can you say happy birthday? Yeah, how much, mate? Cool, give it here. Hey, Benzie, it's the magician here. Happy birthday. Send cash. Thank you.
Immediate cash.
Well, I think it comes within 12 days.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. So you haven't actually seen anything yet?
Well, for me, in my head, I'm building up a bank account. In 12 days' time, I'm going to be a very wealthy man.
More bottles of bully then.
Yeah. Just so, guys, if you do want a personalised message, just DM me.
Well, okay.
I'll send you the link and then, you know, you pay the money and I'll give you the chat. Well, I'm basically a prostitute of chat.
Well, okay. Well, that's very poetic.
That's what I just imagine me on a corner of a street, you know,
selling
just
chat.
Luring people in. And then someone said, how much? And I say, the X amount.
Well, Archie,
£40 for a minute.
Before this goes too crazy, I must say, just before we go, next week we've got on hopefully an incredibly exciting guest.
We can't announce it, but this guy is a big time.
Great,
a million
chef.
Followers on Instagram.
Jesus Christ.
So me and him are very similar.
In what regard?
Well, we both got rigs, both got lids, and both got chat. And we both got a healthy amount of people following us on Instagram. We're both influencers.
Yeah, slightly different fields, but hey-ho. Let's see if we can get them on, because that is going to be a real, real good one. Guys, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and share
this,
the pod on your Instagram.
This would be cracking. This would be cracking if this week someone writes like B.A.N.T.E.R. in capitals, banter.
Yeah, okay.
And then we see it in the comments.
I'm sure it will be. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful
guys,
week.
See you next week.
Lash hard. If you see Archie on his date, leave him to it. We want to make this serious. He's got a wedding to plan.
Guys, love and champagne. Take care. I love my rugby and I love my family. And when you come to days like this, you know why you do it all. You know why you've been involved. It's been a privilege. It is a privilege. Because we're doing something special. You'll meet each other in the street in 30 years' time. And there'll just be a look. And you'll know just how special some days in your life are. We've proven that the lion has claws and has teeth. We've wounded the springbok. When an animal is wounded, it returns in a frenzy. It doesn't think. It fights for its very existence. The lion waits, and at the right point, it goes for the jugular, and the life disappears. Today, every second of that game, we've talked about what we're going to do, or everybody has. We're going to go for the jugular. Every tackle, every pass, every kick is saying, you're a fucking springbok. You're dying. Your hopes of living in this test series are going. And on that field sometime today, all it will be between you is a look. No words, just a look. That will say everything. And the biggest thing it will say is, you are special. You are very, very special. It has been and is
a privilege. Go out, enjoy it. Remember how you've got here and why. And finish it off. And be special for the rest of your lives. Good luck. Go for it.